Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Last month, the Tempe City Council voted to go 100% renewable by 2035. It's not an easy or a cheap task, but it turns out they're getting a little help along the way from a class of ASU students.
Yeah, a group of engineering students in ASU's Professional Science Master's program and business students from the W.P. Carey School at ASU in a recent intellectual fusion class used their combined powers to develop some of the strategies the city could use to meet its goal.
It all came about after Ronald Rodell, director of the Professional Science Master's program there in solar energy engineering and commercialization, pitched the idea to Tempe Mayor Mark Mitchell and Councilwoman Lauren Cuby. The class was split into eight groups, four business students and one engineering student per group, and each developed a part of the final plan. At the end of the semester, they each presented their ideas to the city of Tempe. I talked with Rodell recently about how the students looked at the ways in which Tempe can use renewable energy here, but also the ways in which the city can afford to use renewable energy and how that shaped their final plans.
Well, as the students in the PSM program, the Professional Science Master's program, or the Solar Master's program for short, learn a great deal about the technology of solar energy, but they also learn about the business and economics of solar and the policy aspects of solar. Because as I tell them practically daily, engineering is done in the business world and business is done in the policy world. So you must know all three in order to be successful.
Yeah.
So the engineering students already had a rough idea of some of the economics and how to speak business with the business students. Each of them got a chance to think of their own project. I think two or three that I thought were the most interesting were, one, cost forecasting. What will it cost to carry out the construction of various solar projects? A shade structure here, putting solar on top of a building there, covering a parking lot in the next place, all those sort of things. What's it cost now? What will it cost going forward based on the best possible business modeling we could use?
Right.
Another was to think about the canals in Tempe and how they could be locations for solar installations. The canals at the moment are unshaded and exposed. A lot of water evaporates from their surface. So in some other locations in the world, India specifically, the canals are often covered with some sort of shade structure to reduce evaporation. Well, why not make a different kind of cover that reduces evaporation, but also shadows the edges, and in addition, is covered with solar modules and can produce electrical power as well.
Huh. So you said not all of the ideas were entirely feasible, but they were considering things like policy and budget as they went forward.
Absolutely.
So when these ideas were presented to the Tempe City Council, will we see them carried out, or is this something that the city is going to set aside some money for?
Well, the city was intrigued by all eight of the ideas, thought some were a little bit half-baked, but there were components in each of the eight ideas that the Sustainability Working Group liked and wanted to bring them into the program. The city is now getting additional information from other stakeholders, from the utilities, from the solar and industry people, plus their own sustainability engineers and city managers who have to look at the current operations and what it'll look like going forward.
So how does it feel as a professor who's worked in education, I'm guessing, for quite some time, that you've gotten a class of students to really kind of make a significant contribution in the quote-unquote real world, right? This is so applicable.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. First of all, I'm overjoyed by it. I've been at ASU for 37 years, and all the students who come to the PSM program are already motivated to do something in the solar regime and solar enterprise. They want to either start their own companies, or they want to work at a utility and be the insurgent who pushes for more renewable, or they want to work for a solar company. So they're really delighted to be able to work with the people who actually need it.
Yeah.
They view this as what they came here for, to learn not just the book learning and the theoretical stuff. This is the real world laboratory they get to apply it in.
And you said you've also heard from other cities now to try and continue this.
Yes, the city of Bisbee called us up and said, we'd like you and your students to help us too. Is that possible? And we said, but of course, that's our charge. Well, will this be expensive? No, this will be at zero cost to you. We do this as a service to the state, to the cities, and, quoting President Crowe, to be a force in the community. So we're hoping that this PSM program becomes the go-to consulting group, the think tank for municipal operations.
Lots still to come then.
Yes.
Ron Rodell is the director of the Professional Science Master's Program at ASU. Ron, thanks so much for coming in to tell us about this.
Oh, it was a delight. Thank you so much for inviting me.